This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, 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 hello there. This is your man, the Marcus Harvey, with the Ghost Brothers. And welcome to Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
Brought to you from Discovery Plus. You know who it is. It's Juwan Mass.
And I am Daylan Spratt, a.k.a. the Bad Boy of Paranormal. And we're your favorite ghost hunting trio. We have an amazing show in store for you today. We are getting into the whole hitchhiker phenomenon. Yeah, you heard it here. And our guest today is YouTube storyteller extraordinaire Mr. Creepypasta. Listen, he's been sharing some of the scariest content on the internet for over a decade.
But what about hitchhiking? What did he say?
What didn't he say is the proper question.
Is it?
No, it's not. It's really, what did he say? This episode, we're talking about hitchhikers. Have you ever been hitchhiking, Mr. Creepypasta?
Oh, no. that seems horribly dangerous. No.
I feel exactly the same way you feel, but apparently there's a lot of people that's like, hitchhiking? Yeah, we do that every day. Yeah, if I got to get to where I need to go.
It's 2022, man. You got Uber. Just get a call, Lyft.
There's other options, is what he's saying, God. Nah, man, I'm from Texas, man. Listen, man, one thing about being from Texas, you don't hop in cars with strange people that you don't know, man. That story always ends wrong.
That's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is what you're talking about. I'm from Texas as well. I don't mess around with that.
Look at y'all bonding over Texas.
That's my bud.
You know what's funny about that, man? Do y'all remember that show, The Hitchhiker, back in the day?
Yeah.
That Joyce is scared the crap out of me. I don't know if the guy had a little rusty leather jacket, and he always walked with his thumb
with
out.
A stiff thumb.
Stiff thumb in the desert. I'm like, dog. But you know, there is a good point. He was like, he would much rather use Uber, but you know, hitchhiking is free.
It can be. it can also cost you your life.
Well, I mean, it's going to cost you something.
It's going to cost you a little bit. Yeah. Come on now. It's going to cost you something. Hey,
no free rides.
Hey, man. That was Mr. Creepypasta, man. He creates amazing, amazing stories literally every day on YouTube. And as Texans, man, we know never to get in, get around, or hop our asses in a hitchhiking situation.
Yeah, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into hitchhiking. I mean, I've never done it before. I mean, you know, because... I mean, I just don't think that the way that my body's built, I can really...
You don't have a hitchhiking physique.
I don't have a hitchhiking physique. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably walk half the distance to where I'm trying to go before I get picked up.
I'm with you, bro. I'm not hitchhiking either, man. Yeah.
Come on, boy, I get in this goddamn.
No, sir. Y'all keep on moving. Keep on moving, sir. I'm not even going that way.
Hey, I like your little teeth there. Got a nice little smile there, buddy.
Which way you headed?
Nah, you ain't trying to do that.
Nah, not at all.
I'm not going to lie, though. I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah. And to be honest, I was okay with the outcome.
Oh, I was there.
You know where I'm going
with this.
So wait, hold on a second. Jawan is hitchhiking in Miami?
I was in Miami.
Which Jawan was this, Daylan?
Okay. This was wild, Jawan.
Okay, wild.
This is Jawan. You might come outside this and see is when him he was smoking a cigarette with his shirt off.
Oh, word. This is when he was eating meat.
Yeah. Where'd you get a square from? Jawan, where you get a cigarette from?
A vending machine. That's how real I was.
Bathroom vending machine. They sell Lucy's.
It's a Lucy. No.
That's the Jawan we're talking about here. So that paints the picture of where Jawan was in his mental during this time frame.
Give me a cigarette.
Go ahead, Jawan.
Bro, no, we were in Miami, and you set us up with a hotel that was extremely far away.
It was,
and we're making this walk, and I was like, "Yo, I'm not about to walk, bro. I'm really about to see if we can hail a ride."
Bro, this is before Uber and Lyft.
Yeah. Okay.
So hailing a ride, if it's not a taxi, you're hitchhiking.
But you know, you're on a strip in Miami, so it's like everybody's walking. It's just I didn't want to go the distance.
Okay.
Right. So I'm like, bro, I'm gonna try and get this ride. So I, you know, put my arm out.
Mind you, he had his thighs out. This is
I had my short. I had my short trunks.
Oh, he had his thighs out. Chua had his thighs out.
Okay.
So he stuck that thigh out.
Oh. Hit me with your best shot.
You know, you're in Miami, you got to feel like you're European. You got to have your knees out.
Hey, you know, in movies, how a car swerve over real fast.
That's what happened.
I was like, God damn.
Man.
That thigh do it, won't it?
That thigh get you right.
It got me a ride that day.
Got you a ride.
Say.
And who was in the car? Like, how?
Bro, two PYTs, bro, two pretty little ladies.
Two of them pulled over.
Two of them pulled over. Oh, this is a two-piece. With it.
Bro, listen.
This is two-piece.
Both of them was in the front seat. Jawan hopped his ass, bro. Jawan came in through the window, bro.
So I got one would have been in the front seat and one would have been in the back seat.
One was in the back seat. I was like, you got to get out and get it. One was in the front. You got to make it get in the back.
Y'all missed the most important part. Jawan climbed in through the window. My guy went leg first through the window. This is Miami, bro. Everybody hanging out the car, chilling, bro. Jawan went feet first in these people's windows.
No, she welcomed me to the car, bro. She invited me in, but the back window was down, so I opened the door. Like, I unlocked the door from the inside. So, yes, my hand went in the window. Daylan's definitely embellishing on
Jawan got in and left me.
Dang.
Yeah.
Left me.
It was a successful hitchhike. But I also didn't see Daylan for probably like 24 hours.
Bro, I saw Jawan 2 days later. He still had the same clothes on.
Same thighs.
Jawan, where'd you get a cigarette from?
And the paranormal poppy was born.
And that's what it came about. The origin story.
Woo! Well, guys, what's crazy is we actually chat about that a little bit with Mr. Creepy Pasta.
About jumping in the Uber and stuff?
I mean, you get into cars with strangers all the time.
You Stranger do now. Things. Now that's, you do.
And that's where the title Stranger Things came from.
All right, man. Look, I am lucky to be joined by Mr. Creepy Pasta himself. You see, his collection of terrifying stories are brought to life on his podcast and on YouTube. Like, it's crazy. He mixes mystery, fact and fiction with storytelling. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I have been a fan for a really, really long time. So this is beyond an honor and a privilege to have you on this podcast today. So what made you just decide, 10, 11 years ago that I'm going to start telling scary stories online? That wasn't a thing back then, was it?
Back then, it was like the stupidest reasons. I was in college. So I just had like an interest in doing like old 1930s, like radio shows and things. Except I just liked horror. Like it was like an ex-girlfriend of mine. Super into horror, and I was like, we'll just do this stuff together. So I still have my first video I ever did is up there. It's really bad. It's like terrible. I'll tell you right now, like right off, like I was on like a terrible microphone. I didn't know how to edit. I didn't know anything. So I did a recording of one of these stories that we ended up finding because we'd read these anonymous stories online. And I recorded it and I put it up on the channel and I showed it to her. I was like, look, this would be something fun for us to work on together. And she full on was like, this is really bad. Like you should not do this. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
So I kind of stopped for a while, when I came back a couple months, like weeks or so later, honestly, after me and her broke up, right. I came back to this.
That's the lesson right there, man. You got to kick that dead weight, man. It's the dead weight that's holding you down. If you would have stayed with her, man, you wouldn't be no Mr. Creepy Pasta. You'd be working at T-Mobile.
Oh, God. You're right. I would have. But like, people were commenting. People liked it. They wanted me to do more. So I was depressed at the time. So it's like, yeah, sure. I guess I'll just do something that's fun. And I never intended to or thought that it could be something like this. I mean, YouTube back then, there was no like real YouTube. Right. People didn't do YouTube, you know?
Right.
Now it's just grown into what it is just by sheer luck at this point.
So you said something really interesting. You said that you were depressed at the time. Do you feel like those emotions that you were going through at that time, like translated into your storytelling, which people were able to kind of connect to?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I mean, you know, when you go through like breakups and stuff, you get that kind of that depression going on. One, you want to drown yourself in like something else. And I think in a lot of ways, this was kind of what I just chose to. This is what I'm going to do to fill up the time. But I think also a lot of the because those stories were all just narration based. So there was no real characters to develop within those stories themselves. It was always just the narrator, and the narrators in a lot of creepypastas, especially in the original ones. They were really kind of broken people, I think. Majority of the times, they're always just, this terrible thing happened to me. I managed to survive it, and now I'm going to relay the tale to somebody else. So the character or the emotion of that character is always just that they're never in high spirits. They're always kind of broken, and they're just kind of relaying a story. I think like that depression that I had just kind of really aided to the character of just feeling like, there's nothing really left, and this is just what I'm going to be able to tell. Probably like that's like the first kind of character that I had to develop for narrating in general. And it just at the time, I feel like this kind of came naturally. As dramatic, I didn't mean to sound like dramatic about like, oh yeah, college relationship, but like everything was broken. But like, you know, in the moment, it definitely feels that way.
But seriously, though, you're just a prime example of, you know, stepping away and doing what you know was best for you and it working out for you in the long run. And I think that that's super amazing, just following the path that I say that God laid out for you, man.
You know, yeah, in a lot of ways, I kind of view it the same way. That was just, I mean, I always say that it's like a luck thing, but definitely it does feel like a destiny path. But like, it's strange. Like in high school, I've never taken any real acting courses. I don't know acting. I don't know the storytelling outside of that, but I was in like speech team when I was in high school, and specifically speech team is all about narrating stories out of like written text. It's not about, it's nothing like about like, oh yeah, like acting, developing characters, blah, blah, blah. But it's just like, oh yeah, well you need to have specific characters in moments within a written text story that you're currently reading. And like, I competed in that for like 4 years. And then later on, when I'm coming up to doing this, it's like, well, I guess this is just exactly what I was doing in high school. But I never took theater or anything.
I tell people all the time, man, you got to pay attention to the small things in your life because they can genuinely alter the big things later on. You know what I mean? Like you never knew what you were doing back then was going to literally guide the path for today. So my guys were literally television's only black ghost hunting crew, right?
That's cool.
It's super dope, man. It definitely wasn't something that I thought graduating high school that I would be doing, man. But it's definitely the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. So, you know what? I want to tell you, in this episode, we're actually talking about hitchhikers. Now, this is an honest question. Have you ever been hitchhiking, Mr. Creepypasta?
Oh, no. that seems horribly dangerous. No.
I feel exactly the same way you feel, but apparently there's a lot of people that's like, hitchhiking? Yeah, we do that every day. Yeah.
It's 2022, man. You got Uber. Just get a call, Lyft.
There's other options is what he's saying, God. Nah, man, I'm from Texas, man. Listen, man, one thing about being from Texas, you don't hop in cars with strange people that you don't know, man. That story always ends wrong.
That's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is what you're talking about. I'm from Texas as well. I don't mess around with that.
Everyone's heard the story about the strange hitchhiker that gets in the car and they're in the back seat and you're driving down this dark highway late at night. You're talking to them and you look up in the rear view mirror and they're gone. Like, they just disappear out the back seat. Have you ever came across any crazy hitchhiker stories?
Oh, of course, yeah. Hitchhikers are like classic urban legend. That's classic urban legend stuff. I'll tell you, there is like a lot of like Lyft and Uber stories that have come out that definitely feel like they follow that same vein. They've just evolved with the technology time.
What people don't know about me, I drove for Lyft and Uber before Ghost. When I was notified about doing Ghost Brothers, I was in the middle of an Uber ride at a red light. I have given over 3,000 Uber and Lyft rides when I was living in LA. I have countless stories that have happened to me from just driving Uber and Lyft in downtown Los Angeles. Yeah, man, 15, 16, crazy, crazy stories. But I do tell you this one story that I thought was really, really interesting. I picked up this older guy, right? So he has to be like in his late 70s. And I'm taking him, I believe, to the airport, right? And so me and him are just talking, older white guy, younger black kid, nothing really in common. We're just talking, right? And I was like, man, so how you enjoy LA? He was like, yeah, I came out here to visit my kids, man. I'm just going back home. And I was like, it's just you? He was like, yeah, man, my wife passed away years and years ago. I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that, man. We're still talking. Then I was like, man, you know, you haven't gotten back out there since? Because it's been years, right? And he was like, I tried dating. And I said, what happened? He was like, I was in New York and a friend of my wife said she had a friend that she wanted me to meet. So me and this lady go to dinner in New York and we have a great time. We leave and on the way home, he gets a phone call. The lady calls him and says, oh my God, Steve, let's call him Steve. I just got into a really bad car accident. And she was like, oh, are you okay? He was like, yeah, I got to go to the hospital. I'm fine, but I just want to let you know, leaving our date, I got into a car accident. And he said he never went out with her again. Years later, in Arizona, where he lives, another friend of his said, I want to introduce you to someone. Do you mind going out with my friend? So he's like, okay, sure. They go to dinner. They have a great time. They both leave. He said, young man, I bullshit you not. As soon as I got home, I get a phone call from this lady. She got into a horrible car wreck on the way home after our date. And he was like, man, I just truly believe it's my wife not wanting anyone else to get close to me. So he was like, ever since then, I will not go out with anyone. And then he got out the car and waddled on into the airport. I was like, God damn, man. Dang, like, how crazy is that?
Oh, Jesus, that is...
It's creepy, right?
Poor guy, though, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And yes, it's not exactly hitchhiking, but it's about strange people getting in your car. You know, man, strange occurrences. But as for hitchhiking, guys, let's be honest, it's 2022. Please do not do it. It's not safe. Trust me, hitchhiking is not safe.
Everything evolves with the time as far as I can always see it. And like that, if anything, I'd say like same way that creepypasta comes from urban legends, like probably the Uber Lyft stories just come from hitchhiking. That's just your modern day hitchhiking stories.
You've done so much in these past decade. Like what's the next 10 years look like for you?
Good God. I can tell you right now, 10 years ago, if you asked me like, what are you planning on doing? I'd be like, I don't know. We're working at AT&T for the rest of my life. This is going to be it. That's what I was doing. I was in college working at AT&T doing a YouTube channel on the side. I was no way that I ever would have been like, oh yeah, I'm gonna keep doing my YouTube thing. I would never have done that. But even when I said I'm gonna quit AT&T, I'm gonna just try putting more time into YouTube to my parents. They were very unhappy about that because at the time I was still living at home. I think I'm gonna do YouTube for a while. I'll tell you this. I'm trying to put like a lot of thought into doing lots more stuff with virtual reality. As of 2020, I run a horror convention in virtual reality and VR chat. If you have a computer, you don't need a VR headset as long as you have a computer. You can join in 2D. Well, if you have a VR headset, of course, it's a lot better. You join in VR. We did a whole thing, mainly like a whole bunch of horror artists that we knew of, horror content creators. So horrorconvr.com, we're having the third year again this year. And it's all just, it's free to attend. It's free to participate. That's like something I'm putting a lot of like effort into. So who knows, 10 years from now, hopefully I'll be doing some virtual reality stuff. One of the big projects we were talking about is just telling stories, but instead of it being like on a single screen, letting it be in an area around you, which would be neat.
Ah, that's dope. So tell all of our listeners where they can find you, man.
Mr. Creepypasta. I'm on YouTube. I'm on a podcast as well. I'm on Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. Mr. Creepypasta or Mr. Creepypasta Storytime. And I do an episode almost every day.
Man, I love it. So you stay busy. You stay working, man.
Yeah, well, you caught me while I was on vacation right now, so not always.
Oh, man, there you heard it, man. Get back to your family, get back to your vacation, man. We appreciate your time, and thank you, man. No, definitely, you. All the information, man. I love talking to you today.
Yeah, dude, thank you so much for inviting me on here. I really appreciate you letting me come onto your show and everything. Hey, if you ever need somebody else go out on a ghost hunt for you, for you guys, I will go out on a ghost hunt.
Hey, everybody, you heard him say that. We're going to hold you to that. No, but yeah, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
All right, Thuz, hold on, Thuz. We got to go to a commercial break real quick. Don't y'all go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back. That was Mr. Creepypasta, right? And isn't it interesting that Mr. Creepypasta talked about Uber and Lyft as the new place to tell scary stories?
I mean, that's real. I mean, shoot, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You were a Lyft. You drove for them. So how many scary stories did you hear, bro?
Listen, man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. My time driving for Lyft and Uber, I probably saw some of the craziest stuff. You think we see crazy stuff now with Ghost Brothers? Mm. Try driving for Lyft in L.A. at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's over.
Oh, okay. My gosh, bro.
Are you seeing ghosts?
I've seen ghosts, goblins, zombies.
Okay.
Crazy. Insane. But I would love it, man. I would do it again.
You would. No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't, guys. I wouldn't.
See, now we want to go to the favorite part of our show. It's our listener submissions. Here's a creepy one from Joanna in Indiana.
My husband woke me up in the middle of the night with the noise of him coming back from the bathroom. I opened my eyes, and instead of closing my eyes and falling back to sleep because I was really tired, the way he was walking and moving made me continue to watch him. He was like moving really, really slow. And his posture wasn't like his posture. It was, you know, too straight up and down. It almost seemed like maybe he was sleepwalking because it just wasn't natural for him, but he's never sleepwalked. So I wasn't sure. He took a few more steps down toward like the corner of the bed, and I could see like my feet in front of me, and he was bending the corner, and he walks a few more steps. And all of a sudden I see feet laying next to me in the bed. And at that point I realized my husband was laying next to me in the bed, and it startled me. And like, I was like, ah, and I shake my husband enough that he wakes up just slightly. And at that moment, whatever was walking around the bed disappeared.
And that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Daylin, what you think about that?
Say, to be honest, it's something like that happened to me.
You wilding out?
I wouldn't be calling into our podcast telling everybody.
Who would you tell? Man, I'm calling somebody besides us because this is dated.
You got to call Jesus.
I need to call somebody immediately.
Or that's Tyrone.
Yeah, definitely Tyrone. Call him.
Fellas, that sounded kind of like a doppelganger. Thank you so much, Joanna. Hey, listeners, if you want to hear your voice on the podcast, go to ghostbrotherspodcast.com and share your spooky, ghostly, or paranormal experience. That's ghostbrotherspodcast.com, and send a voice memo. Make sure it's under a minute, but we want to hear all those creepy stories. I think I should introduce this urban legend myself. So the vanishing hitchhiker, or variations such as the ghostly hitchhiker, disappearing hitchhiker, phantom hitchhiker, you know, is an urban legend in which people traveling by vehicle meet with or are accompanied by a hitchhiker who vanishes with no explanation. Often from a moving vehicle, though.
Also, how many movies have we seen this in, eh?
Do you know any, Daylin?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Mos Def was in that, wasn't he? Yeah, he was in that. He was in that.
For the culture?
Yeah.
See? Pop culture coming at you. Marcus, you got any?
I don't think I had none.
It's cool.
I got Madea's hitchhiking.
Yeah, or I'm going to get you, sucker.
I'm going to get you, sucker. It was a story about hitchhiking. A deeper dive into the hitchhiking world of gold chains and gold fever.
Well, it's cool. Since y'all know these movies so well, I got a game for y'all.
What?
I want to find out who knows their hitchhiking movies from their non-hitchhiking movies.
What?
Listen.
The game goes
like this. I'm going to ask you a question. One of the hitchhiking movies. One is going to be a hitchhiking movie, and one is going to be totally made up.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Run it.
Okay,
let's go. I had to get y'all's opinion. Okay, Marcus hadn't responded.
It's going to be easy. I said, yeah.
You ready?
I know what I was going to do.
Here it is. Hitchhiking in the Outback.
Oh, that's definitely an Australian hit.
Is that the name of a movie you're asking?
No, it's definitely
Hitchhiking in the Outback.
Yeah, I rented that.
Hitchhiking in the Outback.
Oh, yeah, I know that. That's,
Brad Pitt was in that.
No, that's, and the guy in Crocodile Dundee 2 was in there.
Yep.
Okay.
He was in there. He was lead role in that. Yep. It got an Aussie in Australia. It's like the Grammys, but in Australia.
Got you.
It's more like the Oscars.
Yeah.
But in Australia.
Yep.
You guys are like
the BET Awards.
Yeah, you know.
You guys are really far away.
What is
it? It's
false.
That's not a movie.
It's not a movie.
You telling me that don't sound like a movie?
It's not a hit.
I definitely thought it was.
You telling me that don't sound like a movie?
You telling me they didn't win a BET award?
You telling me we didn't see that on BET Uncut?
I'm telling you.
Right after BET. You telling me that don't
play after Baby Boy?
You telling me that ain't been on USA a long time? Y'all don't remember that USA network back in the day, 1996. You stay awake till like 3 o'clock in the morning. And what would come on? Hitchhiking in the Outback.
Hitchhiking in the Outback was not it?
Yeah, I bet you it was.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the Columbo.
All right.
All right, next one. What's up?
The Motorcycle Diaries.
Yeah. I know for sure that's a movie.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yep.
Who's hitchhiking on the motorcycle?
Bro, listen. You listen.
Who hitchhiking?
Is it back to front? Big spoon and little spoon?
You're not face to face.
It's face to face.
I've never hitchhiked on a motorcycle.
Would you hitchhike on a motorcycle?
Okay. We know I've hitchhiked.
Would you do it on a motorcycle?
No. But let me tell you something. Do y'all remember back in the day when I used to like ride your friend on your handlebars on your bike?
I do.
I do.
Yeah. How was he sitting?
He had his butt on the handlebars.
Okay. So it wasn't face-to-face. It was...
Why would you sit face-to-face on the handlebars?
We're going through the logic of how you're going to sit on a motorcycle. They're equipped the same way.
So you would hitchhike on a motorcycle?
No, I'm trying to figure out where you stand on that.
Hey, man, listen.
It sounds like...
Jawan would hitchhike on a motorcycle.
No. It sounds like Jawan has had thorough experience on how to hitchhike on a motorcycle.
It sounds like I've thought about it.
I know. It's like you've but debated
actually,
this.
Dalen is correct.
Yeah, I know.
The answer is true.
How is it a motorcycle movie, but they hitchhiking?
The Motorcycle Diaries is a movie about Che Guevara and his trip through South America with his friend Alberto Granado, with them learning about the world from the back and the front of a motorcycle. You know, technically hitchhiking. All right, fellas, next up. What about Friday the 13th?
Ah, yes, yes. I remember that one vividly because you remember the scene. Bonnie, she hadn't even finished her first bite of her banana yet, and the guy comes out of nowhere and just stabs her in the neck. And remember, she just starts squeezing the banana in her hands, and then she dies.
You seem to have thoroughly watched that.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite movie. Okay.
All right.
She didn't hitch the car, though.
I don't think she did, bro.
So no points for you, bro. Slow down. She was not in the car. It happened outside of the car. So technically, not a hitchhiker. A rejected one.
Man, whatever, man. All these technicalities.
Like, you get rejected, Dalen.
Rules are rules, bro.
All right, man. So look, since y'all want to just make up stuff along the way now and try to, like, embarrass me in front of our family and friends.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes, he is. He's hopeful I'll win this, you know.
One more. Okay, so what about the movie Riding the Bullet?
Okay, that sounds like a porno.
Just to be frank?
Just to be frank here.
How about you be dead?
What type of movies are you questioning us on? This is a God-fearing podcast.
You was going in the back of Blockbuster. Dark room. Hey,
to the dark.
You went behind that shit.
You was 17 and up. Hey, what is this? Man, damn here.
You got to show your ID to rent that one.
I mean, Jawan.
Listen, when a man finds out his mother is dying and tries to hitchhike his way to the hospital, he is picked up by a stranger with a deadly secret. And the winner is Dalen.
All right, I think we're pretty much on the same page there, man. Y'all, like, I think we're never going to hitchhike, right? We can go ahead and say that, right? Yeah, I say we go ahead and say that.
But what about our lovely listeners? Do any of our lovely listeners have a story?
Oh, you bet they do, Jawan. You thought we was going to come here today and they wasn't going to come prepared.
So you know we want to hear from our people, our ghost fam. We want to hear about your spooky, scary stories, your ghostly experiences, your paranormal stuff that done happen to you. Hit us up at ghostbrotherspodcast.com and share a short, when I say short, a short story. And you can probably hear yourself on our next episode. Now, also, while you're there, go ahead, just get the little 5 stars. Go ahead, give us those 5 stars. And then go ahead, log out, put another email, and give us another 5 stars. We're covering ourselves, guys. 5 stars, that's what we do, baby. Ghost Brothers.
That's it for Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. We'll see you next week. Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. For Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. For Neon Hum Media, our executive producer is Shira Morris. Our lead producer is Crystal Genesis. Our associate producer is Chloe Chobel. Our production manager is Samantha Allison, and our music is by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shira Morris, and our engineers are Mark Bush and Lila Williams.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.